You received a report on the UFO over Tacoma?
Tacoma?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any party's name?
No. Me? Received a report on this yet?
No, we haven't.
You're kidding.
No. What kind of an object is it?
Oh, there's a bright light up there. According to radar out of McCord, it's an unidentified object, 18 miles straight up.
Oh, they have admitted this?
Well, it came out over the air, and now they're not admitting anything.
Oh, first they do, and then they don't.
Yeah, but you can see it. I just got to look at it with binoculars.
Is this light fairly stationary?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have quite a few calls on this?
Yeah, we've had quite a few, yeah.
Okay, we'll take a look at it.
Okay.
See if we can't determine what it is.
Can I get back to you later? Or?
What's your number? We can call you back. Okay, we'll let you know if we find out what it is.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Yeah.
Right.
The airport, westbound. Yeah, it looked like it was moderate speed. I'd guess probably 500 knots. And then it disappeared at about 10 miles east, and I would assume probably because it was in our cone of, or blind spot over the antenna. I called the Air Traffic Control Center at Auburn, asked them if they could see anything on air-heading aircraft overflying high-altitude Air Force types, and they said no, none that they were aware of. And the McCord controller confirmed that they were still watching, but it came to a stop over Seattle. And of course then, and so, anyway, we couldn't see it on our radar anymore, so we got looking out the window and everything, and that's when this object was sighted.
I see. Uh-huh.
Coincident with, you know, with this object that we saw moving.
Yeah, I know. We got a call from Pierce County Sheriff about 3 o'clock, and they said that they had heard on the air that McCord was tracking something about 18 miles up.
Uh-huh.
And then they immediately put a retraction in on that.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we sent out spotters right away, and all they could see visually was the planet Jupiter, which is like a huge light bulb up there.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we've got a pilot out looking for it now. This flight that comes in from Eastern Washington, Air Courier, said that he saw what looked like a light coming out of the bottom of the thing that was going on and off intermittent rate. And now whether he was looking the same thing we're looking at, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Then there was speculation that there might be some sort of a balloon in the area on this ozone battery search or whatever it is.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah, obviously what we're looking at, what we've seen here is the planet Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
And you might be interested in also knowing that Venus will be showing just before dawn in the eastern sky.
Uh-huh.
Extremely brilliant. So you're going to have Venus and Jupiter out there both at the same time before dawn.
Okay. Well, real good. Yeah, it's interesting anyway. It's kept us busy and awake.
Oh, we sure appreciate your call.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Are y'all located there at Boeingfield?
Pardon?
Are y'all located near Boeingfield?
We're just about 5 miles east of Boeingfield.
Is this part of the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization, or is that what it is?
The Phenomena Research.
Wow. So, I guess there's been nothing definite then heard, right?
Well, this bright light, which is nearly overhead, is the planet Jupiter.
Is it?
But I understand other things have been seen also.
Well, I heard also that they sent a plane up, and it was right underneath it, and I don't know if the pilot, you know, said anything definite on what it is or anything. I'm just checking it out, because we're from base ops at McCord, and I'm just wondering.
Yeah, there's been a lot of calls.
Yes, we've had quite a few, so we thought we'd check with you also.
Uh-huh. Well, if anything new shows, why let us know?
Oh, well, you know, we're trying to find out what the heck's going on, you know, just for our own curiosity.
Have you had a lot of calls from citizens on the outside?
No, we haven't had any calls personally. We just heard something from Boeingfield.
We've had a few from, well, quite a few actually from the Puget Sound area, and then a well, about a half a dozen from the outlying areas. But I think what they are describing, at least just by the information that they're giving us, they are observing this bright light, which is almost directly overhead. But there could be others too, but most of these are describing stationary objects.
Uh-huh. You know, I was once told that Washington's supposed to have been the state with the most sightings in the United States. Is that true or just rumor?
No, it is not true. No, we've kept track of these things on maps for 20 years. Oh, and
Arizona's pretty heavy in New Mexico.
They have had periods where they've had very heavy activity down there. But it seems to fluctuate. The only state that really can count on coming up with a lot of reports every year is Pennsylvania.
Huh. Wonder why.
I don't know.
I guess if you knew, you'd know what was going on, right?
I guess so.
Well, thank you very much, and if we hear anything, we'll give you a buzz.
Yeah, where were you calling again from?
From McCord.
McCord, okay. Well, feel free to call anytime.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.